Blog Talk Radio.
Come take a magical journey to the dawn of a new era. Unveil the mysteries behind the curtain with empathic healer Dawn Thompson.
Good afternoon, all friends, family, community. And it's 12 o'clock on Wednesday, and Iggy and I have gathered so that we can discuss the things that are up now and things that are happening with us and the people around us. And let's start out our show with a moment of just somatic experiencing, my jam, my favorite. So wherever you're at right now, just really sink into the seat, or if you're standing or if you're laying down, no matter what you're doing, take a moment to close your eyes. You put your right hand on your belly. Take some big, deep breaths into your body and just begin to notice. Begin to notice what is living in you, what is stirring in you. It's going to take an hour to process some of the universal themes that have been coming up. So notice how your body is in this one particular moment. Is it feeling alive? Is it feeling repressed? Is it feeling numb? Is it feeling activated? Just keep noticing. Take another deep breath. Activating that life force energy in your belly and release. So hello, Iggy, it's September.
It's September. Yeah, that was awesome. That felt good. I needed that. Thank you.
You're welcome. That was so good. I just did it for like an hour. I have a extremely busy day, and there's been lots of changes and shapes. My daughter's back in school. Kids are back in school. And so it's important when things get, you know, change. This is like a month of change. We've been feeling that last month. We were talking about it. This month, it's going to happen. And so it's important to take, you know, as much time as we can when it is time to rest. It is time to rest. And I know there's always going to be things to do. Geez, there's always things to do. But with proper rest and checking in with our bodies, we have more, I feel like I have more energy and presence and knowledge of what to do next, rather than run around with a chicken, like a chicken with my head cut off, which I do at times.
I thought you were running around with a chicken. I was like, what?
I'm currently in Istanbul running around with chicken. Welcome to the show. Oh, rolling with the punches. I'm going to have to stick close to you this month because you make change and different things coming in fun. You know how to play. I know I always say that, but I love that about you. I actually did that this morning. Shay's school bus has just not been showing up in the morning. So there's this big group of kids and parents, and, you know, all the parents are, like, super activated and stressed, and they're like, where is it us? And I broke out the hula hoops in the back and just played with the kids. I channeled you. I was like, you know what? What can we do about it? Supposedly the bus is coming. If it doesn't, worst things worst, we drive you to school. It's like, don't sweat the stuff. I told one of the moms that I'm like, I can't sweat the small stuff. There's too much stuff, you know, that's bigger than this, and there's solutions to this. So,
right.
Yeah. And teaching Shay to stay calm when things aren't going as planned and just kind of having faith that it's going to be taken care of. It's kind of fun driving her to school, actually. We get more time to hang out. And I see Amber and different friends there, and I'm like, oh, it's kind of nice.
Cool. Mm-hmm. Awesome, awesome.
Yeah, so I went to Mystic Valley this weekend, and someone had said that you were thinking about going but didn't make it. Have you ever been out there?
No, I don't think I've ever been out there. They've been wanting me to come out there. It's just my schedule's been kind of weird these last, like, 3 or 4 months. So I'm trying to get back in order. But you were there, right? How'd it go? How was it?
I did go. It's my second time there. So last year, around fall time, me and my friend Amanda, we had a booth there, the Gypsy, I can't remember what we called ourselves, the Gypsy Magical mm-hmm. Sisters, and we had this beautiful booth. And I just want to give a shout out to them because they're absolutely amazing. That it is in this valley in West Virginia, right across mm-hmm. the Ohio border. And it really is like walking into, you know, returning like a child. Like you just get to play. And they had, you know, a shaman woman who was singing to the moon and a flute player. And then they would have talks. So I actually gave a talk on authenticity in between the bands. And it went really, really well. It was, I had everyone just look into someone's eyes beside them because, you know, mm-hmm. the eye contact in this culture is, it's not as prevalent as could be. So it was funny because sure. right straight across from me were the sound guys and they live at Mystic Valley and they're always there and, you know, they've known each other for years and they were refusing to participate. And I just pointed them out and I said, you guys, look into each other's eyes. They just kind of, we've been put on the spot and they turn around and looked and then we did a closed eye meditation, like similar to the one we did in the beginning. And I got the best feedback afterwards. They came up to me and he said, you know, I've known this guy forever. And I don't think I've ever just stopped to look, you know, into his eyes. And his friend said, he gave me great validation. He was like, you know, I heard your speech and I can tell that you've been through a lot and that you are truly living what you're speaking about. It was just a magical experience. Shay had a booth. She did dollar readings and made more. She made a ton of money and a crystal dolphin. And it's just a nice. Fun place. It's very down to earth and childlike. So I highly recommend everyone going mm-hmm. on Facebook, adding Mystic Valley and going to one of their events. Cause it's type of spirituality is about play and music and fun and dress up and it's not so serious, you know?
sure. That's sweet. That's you'd awesome. Like yeah, I'll get myself organized here. I just haven't been able to do the things I want to do, but I'm going to have to change that, aren't I?
Well, you're definitely in a cycle of change and shift and, you know, your life is definitely changing and blossoming. I'm watching you on Facebook, and I'm like, oh, you got a big life initiations and shifts coming in.
Mm-hmm. I'm having fun, though.
What'd you say? Still having
fun? I'm having fun with it.
Nothing will take away my play.
No, you got a
play. Not really.
I got a play. Let's put it that way. I speak for Iggy.
I'm due for more play and it's been rest for me. I mean, I know we had processed a month after our trip and, you know, I finally have integrated and got back into doing more sessions with others. And I mean, that was a huge ex, but it also allowed me in the last, you know, couple months now to stand more firmly in who I am and what I do. And how it's not, it's helped me to transcend from the personal to the collective more. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. Like I was really mm-hmm. about me and my process and in your process. And your process is very separate than mine, and but yet the same. And I guess something has shifted, kind of like, you know, there's a cell, we have cells in our body and each cell is separate, but they have to have each other. And there's like this, this comfort in that. And in return, it also helps me not to be so afraid of others' issues and pain or to pull away from that. Like the crazy mom at the school bus, who was like, oh my God, this is a catastrophe. There's no bus. We're all going to die. And yeah. I felt her energy was so strong and so in trauma. And I just thought, well, she's just a little aspect of me who would be panicking, but, you know, stay grounded in it.
I like the hula hoop, so that was pretty cool.
That was amazing. It was amazing. Kids are so different. I mean, you know, because this evolution of time, and I'm getting – for my personal story is getting older and now having, you know, a child who's about to be double digits and just really seeing children and knowing me transferring from kind of like from, what is it, mother, and then I've got some crone energy coming in too. There's
okay.
the, you know, mother, the maiden, mother, crone. And for years I've kind of been doing this dance between the maiden and the mother and, you know, very comfortable there, but there's definitely a transference into actually last month Spider and Spider Woman were working with me and showing me, you know, what it looks like to be a crone definitely is more about the collective, the family, the community, the world, rather than just, you know, the maiden's pretty much concerned about herself. The mother is very concerned about, you know, just her and her child and who's in front of her. And the crone's more like, oh, I see you. And so I was hula hooping with all the kids, and Shay's like, yeah, that one girl over there, I saw her in the bathroom yesterday, and she was peeing, and she was standing up, and I guess she's transgender. And I'm thinking, oh my gosh, Shay is really having a totally different expansive experience than I did when I was a child. We really just didn't have, I mean, there's just new things.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
I really stepped into her shoes, like, wow, she's experiencing a really expansive experience in her elementary school. I grew up in the country, and there was not much, what's the word for it? What's the word? For
like
bigger...
exposure. Exposed to
to bigger things. I don't, there's a word for it, but.
Mm-hmm.
It was beautiful. I release her every year to school, and I think as lots of parents, I'm sure, listening, you know, do, and I just think, I hope I've taught her well. You know, I hope that I've given her the tools to experience what, and I know I have, because when we talked about it at the bus stop, you know, about the little girl, she's like, well, that's cool. I'm like, yeah, you know, like Braylon, like our friend's child that was born a boy, but, you know, was born a girl and now it's a boy. She's like, oh, yeah, okay, right on, I get it now. So she's way ahead of the game than I was at her age.
Right, we'd be like, what?
I had no clue, even though I did grow up with a mom who was gay. I did grow up with quite the experience. You know, when people say, what's your training? What's your background? What school did you go to? I'm like, it's called the School of Experience.
That's correct.
Yeah. You know what I'm talking about?
I get it. I know exactly what you're talking about. It's a whole new experience for sure, and I get that.
Yeah. Yeah. Wait, there's something that happened, it's been 2 months since we did the ayahuasca experience, and we got transmitted. Oh, I didn't tell you this, that I watched a documentary on Gaia TV on sacred initiation spots.
Okay.
And obviously perused one of them, right? And the actual Machu Picchu was developed and designed very similar to the Giza pyramids in Egypt. And the reason why they look like honeycombs and they have all those openings and all those doorways was that it actually wasn't a spot where people lived. There wasn't a whole village there. This was a ceremony place. People went up that river, the Sacred Valley River, and then they came there for the, you know, the high priestess and the Inca king to initiate them. Or it might have been before the Inca king, but anyways, you know, we stood in those doorways, so boy, I could feel, I get the initiation process. It was definitely to go in and just assimilate parts of self that were not familiar with each other, and then allow them to see each other. And I do it as well with working with other people, whether it's just talking to friends or people coming in for sessions. When they're retrieving a part of themselves, or they're acknowledging an ego part of themselves that is afraid, it allows and they thank it, and they go, oh, I see what you're doing. You're protecting me. Like the part that, gosh, it's always about relationships, it seems like. People are like, what's he doing? Does he really love me? Does he blah, blah? I don't believe what he's saying. And I go, wow, your ego is just trying to protect you, keep you from being hurt. But what if you just, instead of judging it, observe what's going on and not guess or project what could happen and just be in it. And then there's this peace. And then the next step is just to envision, bring in the soul part of yourself that envisions and wants, you know, what is that, like the most highly benevolent style relationship. And so I've been practicing that, and then some of the people that I've been working with, and they're also working with me because it goes both ways, we're, you know, working on that. And when you do it, you're helping everyone. And when I do it, it gives everyone else permission to do it too. So it's been pretty powerful work in the last couple. This has been about a couple weeks. Pretty powerful
Thanks.
Work. How's your work been going?
It's been good, actually. I've had a lot of people coming out of the, I don't know if you want to come out of the woodwork, but a lot of people reaching out to me because they're having a hard time dealing with the energies at hand of some sort, and then attachments. And so I'm thinking to myself, okay, let's see how this goes. But I, you know, like, I don't know, the way I do my practice is I actually have a meeting with people in a public place. So there's kind of like, there's like this little barrier I create, like of safety for myself. Mm-hmm. You never know who you're really dealing with and what people's intention. I try to set high intentions in cleansing and protection for myself as well when I meet these people. And, but, you know, I find that when I'm there with them, I ask them, say, hey, you know, what do you think? How you feel? You know, go home, meditate on it. If you feel like we're a fit, we're a fit. If not, I can find you somebody who I used to take everybody. And now I don't just take everybody. I let universe and spirit work it through. Because sometimes I find that maybe you're supposed to just to listen and then pass them along to somebody else who could actually help them help themselves. That's kind of where I've been. It's been pretty good.
That's great experience, actually, to be able to guide people to wherever they're at in the moment, a different person. I do that, too. There was, for a while, there was a lot of people that became my friends, and, you know, we were so close, it was like we weren't really going to work together anymore, and I'm like, oh, here. You know, go over to Anne. Anne is doing similar work, but with psychotherapy. And I'm like, oh, here, you got to see. I referred people to you, to Maggie Harding. I love her style of shamanic work, and whatever comes in, for sure. I'm excited because even readers get readings, and my favorite
yes.
reader, I'm getting a reading tomorrow, and she had a 3-month waiting list. So I'm excited to finally see her tomorrow and get more insight from, I get a lot of insight from my guides, but and I suppose some readers can read themselves. Like I can pull some cards and get it, but there's too much background story. Like when I do readings with other people, I don't necessarily want to know all of the background story because then my
right.
ego or my human side can start to, you know, place judgments on the higher or on the messages that are coming up, because the way my intuition works, whether I'm doing cable work or outside work or readings, is that the information drops in and there's no time. It doesn't take, I don't have to think about it. It's just there and it just is and it's present. So least information as possible before I do my readings. And I always start out by asking that ego place, that place that keeps us alive, that says don't jump off a cliff, or oh wait, this guy, you know, looks shady, maybe I don't want to go down this dark alley. Like obviously our egos keep us alive, it's just they've kind of gone awry in the higher. So I always ask people, let's sit out some chairs and have our ego selves hang out, and then let's drop in our higher selves so we can just witness and just know.
Right.
Everyone internally knows. We've talked about it before that in our session work, we're not actually doing the healing the majority of the time. I mean, there are things that I can do to help shift. I mean, people's
right.
bodies do it themselves, but shift pathways or energy or drop in elements that might mm-hmm. need to come in and work, but ultimately that saying that we know how to heal or we have the answers within, it's really, really true. And I've actually been battling with that because of my teeth stuff. I've had teeth stuff going on for a year, and recently they said I need a root canal, and I posted I need a root canal, and I swear to you, Iggy, 50% of people are like, don't do it, you'll get cancer. And then half the people are like, and then, okay. Then 25% of people are like, just pull the tooth. And then, you know, the other bit is like, you must get the root canal, it's the only way. And then some people are like, just swish with oil. Well, I've tried that. But so I finally went in, because I've been for years working on trusting my body's intelligence, trusting what it knows. And I went to my Thursday night meditation, and I thought, oh, shoot, I haven't asked you, Tooth. What do you want? My ego self's been trying to figure it out. And it simply said, I want warm salt water. I mean, it was like that. I just said, oh, I've been ignoring your input on this. And that is not something that anyone suggested. First time I did it, a ton of my gum pain was relieved. And I'm like, the answer really is within.
Yeah. That is that was classic. That's classic.
Would you say that's a classic?
That's classic, because that's something that's been around for like ever. Anytime you've had any
type of salt water?
Yeah, salt water with lemon and all that kind of stuff. I mean, it's right there. The answers are right there. If we look, like a good friend of mine says, all healing properties can be found in nature. Salt water, you know, water and salt. The simplest two components. That's good. That's
pretty
awesome.
Pretty much heals anything. Yeah. Pretty much heals anything. I'll rub people
preserves
down
it.
With salt. Oh, preserves it. Yeah. I didn't think of it that way.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and then I had taken an antibiotic, which I did not want to do, but there was a large, like, pustule. And I took antibiotics and it didn't remove it, so I went back in and I said, what do you need? Like, I'm going to go ahead with this root canal, and what do you need in order to not have an infection before I do it? Because I don't want to take antibiotics again. And they were, and then, you know, I'd asked and I hadn't gotten the answer right away. I hadn't really stopped to listen, but then I was watching something and heard cat's claw, and then I was reading something and heard cat's claw. So there's different ways that our higher self and our guides can give us messages.
Sure.
You know, the answer is in. So I went to the co-op and I got my cat's claw and I had my tea this morning, and it feels really, really empowering to build that trust with myself. And really that's all I want to teach others, is like, let's get, first of all, an image of what it's like to somatically experience yourself, because a lot of people, when they first lay down or close their eyes, are like, I don't feel anything, I can't track anything, they're still in their mind, right?
Yeah.
And then after a time, it's like, oh, wait, I can feel this tingle in my foot. Oh, wait, I can feel this. And then your body starts to trust that you're listening, and then just, yeah, pop off on some answers. Get your teeth out, girl.
You're funny.
Yeah.
Let's take a really quick break real quick, and we got some callers online if you really take them, so we'll be right back, folks. Hang on tight.
Perfect. All right, great.
You are listening to withinsightsradio.com on the Blog Talk Radio Network, your free online holistic publication resource radio for trusting your intuition, achieving self-discovery, and following your soul self.
You are listening to withinsightsradio.com, your free online resource for achieving self-discovery and inspiration. With Insights Radio is a listener-supported radio station, and your donations are greatly appreciated. We cover a variety of topics, interviews surrounding the metaphysical and holistic and natural medicine, alternative healing modalities, and much more. Thank you for tuning in to withinsightsradio.com.
I could see you dancing to that. I don't know why, but
every time.
Yeah. I can see you go. I can just see you go. Do your arms up in the air. I sent you a video that I made last night. I did a drum and bass beat, so you have to check it out later on.
Oh, I do want to check that out. I don't know if you're ever going to be able to top though your dolphin one. ever were you, I'm sorry, but I think your video highlights peaked for me there. That was the funny, me and Michael probably watched that 10 times. I was like, please share that on your page. I feel like the world needs to see this dolphin.
You mean on the one I was doing, like, doing the dog, okay, yeah.
No, I forgot about going up the... Oh, don't ever forget. You need to repost that every day so people can laugh and let it go.
Okay. You ready for a caller?
Yes.
Okay, here we go.
Hello there.
Hello, how are you today?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm doing excellent, thank you.
Mm-hmm. You sound good. Sound like you're very solid and grounded.
Yes, I try to be.
All right. Well, do you have a question or did you want to get a message from your guides?
I had a question. I'm actually, my name is Don, and I am in New York, and I'm looking to relocate down to North Carolina, Charlotte, and I'm just looking to see, trying to get it sooner than later. I'm trying to move sooner than later, so... If you have any feelings concerning that.
Good. Actually going to North Carolina tomorrow to the number one hippie spot, supposedly, according to Facebook, Asheville. I'm so excited. Okay, and you're where now?
I'm in New York now, yes.
Okay, good. Well, you really have held a lot of space while in New York. Like, energetically, you have held some fantastic space. And first and foremost, when I tap into your actual, the first thing that comes up is how strong your heart space is. Like you hold, in general, you hold this amazing comfort and space and ability to let people process their emotions around you. So you will be missed in New York. I mean, it's much needed, but your time there is done. And timing is a fickle thing because it's, there's always a balance between when is the will, because we're co-creating with the universe, you pretty much have to go with what doors are opening when it comes to timing. And if you're trying to get there faster than what's going to be collectively best for everyone in the situation, then what's going to happen is doors are going to close and you're going to be exerting more energy than you need to. And you really do need to, at this time, reserve your energy because moving's a big deal. It takes a lot of energy. So really just doing what you can and then relinquishing the rest to your guides is the best bet. I do see you there, and I see you in a marvelous space of expansion and growth. And I'm also hearing that it could be 2 to 3. So I don't know if that means weeks or months, but they're obviously letting me know that any issues that have been coming up, because you've had these, I mean, that's the first thing I'm tapping into, is that you've had doors closed and you're a fairly efficient person. So what they're saying right now in the moment is to not worry too much about the timing, that all the problems and all the issues and all these doors and issues that have been popping up or closing, they have been resolved. And you're being asked now to rise above them and also to take a mini retreat. And that retreat can be simply, we talked about earlier in the show, taking 10 minutes just to zone out a day and to really dream and envision what you're wanting to have there. They're also saying that you've been a little bit too in your mind and to get a little bit more into your feelings. Check in, download your feelings list and check in with some of the feelings of, different things happen when you move, grief or excitement, and really let them cultivate in you. And then the last thing that they're saying is in this moment to really focus more on joy rather than the stress of moving. So they're saying focus on the excitement, focus on the possibilities, focus on the laughter and the joy and the connections that you're be making there. Because there's a little hint of loneliness, that's come up that's helped push you into this move. You're definitely moving and you're moving at a quick rate. So just know this, your problems have been resolved. It's time to rise above them, not stay in them. Sink more into your feelings. Take some time to rest because you're getting ready to move fast. Things are going to start moving really fast for you, but they're not going to start moving really fast until you connect into what you're feeling about this move. So that's what your guys have to say about that.
Oh, awesome.
Thanks, Don.
Well, thank you. You have a wonderful day and have a good trip down to North Carolina.
Oh, thank you. Namaste. Yeah. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Well done.
Thank you.
Well, we continued talking. Like 3 or 4 people hung up, but I think they got scared or something. Or they heard what they need to hear.
Oh, they'll be back. They'll be back. Yeah,
you know, this girl knows too much. She's good.
That's interesting. There's an Asheville connection. I'm super excited to. So my friend Geneva lived there for a while, and then my other good friend Amber went down there, and it was a very transformative place for both of them. And I think that there's going to be an opportunity there for me. So I'm really excited. I'm going to ride inner tubes down a river and just play and have fun. Yeah, it's going to be going to be cool.
That sounds like a good
break.
Awesome. I saw your post. I was like, is she leaving today? She has a show today.
Thanks for checking. You are ready for your show right now. I have been forgetting like things here and there. I've decided that I'm ready to publish my Oracle card deck, and I'm halfway written it, but I'm like, I want to get this published, and I want to get an assistant to do all my scheduling because it is just my jam. Like, it takes so much energy to schedule things that, but actually to let everyone know, I am getting ready, should be ready this week or next week to put a scheduler on my website, don-thompson.com, and you'll be able to schedule readings, healings through the website, which will make it much easier to, and pay through the website, it'll be much easier to do that. And then I'll have more time to spend with for sessions and the friends and
nice.
So that's exciting.
Very good. Good job. Always improving.
Yes. So I didn't get a chance to has Mark done an astrology show lately? I need to listen
to
one of those.
He's got one coming up this Friday. He's on Fridays at noon.
Fridays at noon.
And he's just like all of us. Like all of us, we're revamping our way of communicating with the public and trying to grab people from outside of Facebook, because Facebook has its limitations as well. And so we've been kind of brainstorming a little bit and working on a few projects together.
Well, I saw my picture and everyone's picture on a flyer at Pearls of Wisdom. I was cracking up. I was like, Michael, look. I'm on a flyer, Pearls of Wisdom, and it was for the radio show. I thought that was a cool, I was like, I didn't even know about this. But yeah, getting the word out for the show is the shows are, that's a great idea. I didn't think of it that way. Facebook is fairly limited.
Yeah, it has its, you know, it's kind of one of the, gets bombarded so much that you kind of ignore it after a while.
Well, that's true. That is true. Well, there's so much to do.
I want, it's my playground. I like to play on it.
Yes, it's a tool. It's a tool for playing, of course. Well, I brought that up because yesterday, I think I talked about this last week, but the 40 days, 40 nights, which I had heard about before I knew what was going on. I'm like, what is this 40 days and 40 nights? Jesus was in the desert for 40 days. Like, what's happening? And I heard very clearly from my guides, like, you'll know as you go through it. Kind of like the reason why my readings are intuitive and they're always pretty much in the moment is because the, you know, we lose the moment if we're so focused on the future or the past, right?
Right.
So I tend to do readings that are like, okay, here's what you can do right now, because the future is going to, you know, time is, well, you remember from the ceremony, remember how 5 hours felt like a year,
right?
Or it felt like a day, or like time really is subjective. So it's like, let's not try to guess the future. Let's just see what we can do now. And, but the whole Venus going into the underworld, she has rocked the world is around us, and yesterday was her first day of rising out from under the underworld. So I'm excited about that. I'm excited to see, but she doesn't fully come out and enter into the atmosphere again until October. So that's why I was going to listen to Mark's reading, because it's on astrology, because it is the number one thing that everyone usually, well, a job or a relationship, right? That's what people want to know about.
Yeah, it seems to be the theme.
Right? Like always. I didn't realize it until I was doing the phone psychic network, and I was just, I'm like, do you want me to give you, you know, a reading on your inner self and what's going on? No, thank you. I want to know about my boyfriend.
Yeah.
I'm like, are you sure? Because if you know what's going on within you, your situation with your boyfriend will improve. No, just want to know about him, not me.
Well, he's down the street drinking.
pretty much. But Venus has changed all that, at least for the people around me. I don't know what your experience has been or your personal experience, but my personal experience was, like, I found myself feeling in my own personal relationship with myself, with my partner, with my home, with my friends, that there was a lot of old stuff coming up. Like, I'm like, why am I angry again? I thought I worked through this. And it's very helpful to know astrology and to know that we're not alone in it, that that's what's happening. I mean, the archetype story of Persephone that goes along with Venus and the undergrounds, that she, you know, she descends, she thinks she's got it going on, and she has all the ideas of what love is, who she is, and she is stripped, dismantled, basically beaten down. And so in different levels, depending on where Venus is in your chart, that's what's been happening to us for the last 20 days. And now, you know, she has, I think that the overall relationship with yourself and other part, suffering part, is done. The worst is done, because now she's on her way up. Mm-hmm. She's very humbled. So we feel very humbled by our relationship. And personally, mostly with myself, I feel very humbled.
I keep thinking a couple songs every time when you said Venus and when you said the future. I keep thinking, time keeps on slipping.
Into the future.
Yeah, I think about that, like how we slip into the future every month, every moment. And then I'm thinking, you got it. Ooh, baby, you got it. I'm your Venus. You know what I'm
saying? I am your fire, your desire. Ooh, yeah. Good ones. All right, let's make the rest of the show a singing show. Who wants to call in and sing with me?
Well, it'd be a musical theater.
This is the dawning of Aquarius. Ooh.
Give me a read.
Do you want your monthly reading, Iggy?
Yeah.
Cool.
Well, before we do that, let's let everybody know what the call-in number is. The call-in number is 646-595-3440. Again, 646-595-3440. The lines are open.
Yeah, you can't beat it first. All right. You all ready?
I'm ready, sister.
Are you ready for this? All right. Oh, nice. Okay, so you got some really beautiful ones, actually. You have, the first one is about detoxification, and in your case, it had to do, and I pulled this earlier while you were talking, about that protection card. So you're listening to your higher self, and you know that you do need to stay, even though no one can harm you, that there is a balance between, like, I liked what you said about taking people into a public space, because for you, your detoxification has to do with, and your Venus, you know, story has to do with the people around you, and you've had this pattern throughout your life, like, toxic people, it doesn't mean they're bad people, just because they're very sick and they're not willing to step into the solution. And they really cling to you like, you give me the solution, but I'm going to stay in the toxicity. And so what has happened is that you really acknowledge that as part of your pattern, and you found a way to start and you're really there and detoxifying yourself, but not being negative about it. or not yourself, mm-hmm. but people around you, and really holding space and setting boundaries against who can share time with you and how much time, because you don't really, you don't feel like martyring anymore, basically. You're like, I don't have to martyr and be around you and your negativity. Like, I love you. I love you enough so that I will do my thing. And it's created a lot of positive results. You have a message to kick up your heels. So get to dancing, keep moving, keep making your music, because it's healing you and it's carrying your spirit and it makes you feel like you're flying. It's really beautiful. You also have a message of financial flow, a new location for abundance coming in. So that's happening for you this month. I am very excited to hear about what is going to manifest there.
Nice.
And you really need to continue to keep standing your ground and moving forward fearlessly when it comes to your work, which is comes down to creative expression. Like, you give other people permission to creatively express themselves. You do it in so many different ways. Like you said, Facebook is your playground, and you know, there might still be those echoes or voices and others or yourself that says, no, you got to get serious. You got to do this and that. And this like, I'm using the fairy deck, this really fierce chick is coming up, and she's like, nope, stand your ground. You are an embodied creative expression, and it is your work here. And it is not only allowed, but needed. So that's pretty cool.
Awesome. Love it. Thank you.
You're so welcome. I love reading. I love reading people that are super open. They're the easiest and fun to read because they're just like, tell me anything.
Very good. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. I'm kind of one of those people who likes to be in the crowd, but when I like to be by myself, I like to be by myself. You know, I enjoy myself, you know, being in my space.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's an important part of being a medicine person is because you do, to some degree, absorb other people's stuff without trying. You know, it just naturally happens because you can dance between the realms of the energy between people, you know, and then you got to just, I have to be alone sometimes. If I'm not alone for a certain amount of time, I will push everyone away. I'm like, I need to be alone. Get away from me.
I'm the same way. Absolutely the same way. It was like, what's wrong with you? Nothing. Go away.
Yeah, it's not about you. It's Iggy Tan.
Right.
Well,
I should probably turn the music down though when I'm playing it though.
Nope. You heard the reading, creative expression.
Yeah. Okay. So let me ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you've noticed, especially on Facebook, I've been noticing a lot of people posting there's going to be like something big happening in September. There's like, it's almost like a big negative charge is flowing through. But even through that feeling, I still feel like there's a lot of good stuff. Like today I saw the most beautiful rainbow I've ever seen in my life. The biggest rainbow I've ever seen.
Oh, wow.
And so, you know, it's just like, I'm thinking, well, you know, I want to raise the vibration in another direction instead of concentrating so much on that aspect of something happening, you know, that's going to be like, can you feel it? You and I both done that. Can you feel it? But this time I don't feel like being part of the flow of, can you feel it? Can you feel it's coming? Something's coming. I kind of feel like being different, you know, feeling the flow differently. My truck broke down, but I'm not upset. You know, my car needs new brakes, but I'm not upset. There's nothing I can do about it. I just got to fix it. But I don't know. Have you sensed that? Have you felt that? I mean, how do you deal with that?
Very similar to the, I can relate very much to your process with it too. Like it's, I mean, to be honest, here's the facts. The facts are, is that we're not, I mean, everyone knows that we're not in a sustainable lifestyle. Continue to consume and live the way that we are living at this rate. You know, new cars, new phones, the way that we, you know, do our holidays and birthdays and just the overall level of consumption, the way that our energy is taken from Mother Earth. These things are not sustainable. And
right.
The actual, so these are the facts. So then we were talking about higher self or ego before. The ego goes, oh, my God, what's going to happen, or what can we do, or this is scary, because it is going to be big changes. But here's what I can say that I can see is that the changes will be just like a child growing up. If you think about, if you have your baby and you think about your baby being a teenager, it scares the shit out of you. Like, that transference and evolution is scary. But it doesn't happen overnight. It happens slowly, and we do it together. So, yes, there will be changes that need to be made, but you nailed it right on the head. I got the same message recently. It's envisioning what we want, because we are co-creating with the universe. So, therefore, if everybody is envisioning a fear-based, traumatic way of making all these transitions, then we're going to manifest more of that. But what is it, the 12 monkey theory or something? If enough people envision it, the 12th monkey, I forget. Like, it's 10, what is it? Like, it's
monkey.
5?
100th monkey.
Yeah, it's like 5% of us envision and do our own. The key here is to do our own inner work. Because if we work on being able to be in our bodies, to be in our truth, to use our intuition more than our heads, remember, Einstein says that intuition and imagination are more powerful than knowledge, because knowledge is also subjective. I mean, but intuition, it lets you know. It lets you know what's going to happen. And if we're connected to ourselves, if we're connected to our community, we're going to be fine. But yes, we're probably going to get more fear. People that are in fear are going to react. But I believe that there's enough of us that are envisioning, you know, not in a woo-woo-y and practical way, but but a way of saying, you know, I believe in humankind. I believe in, you know why I believe in humankind? Because I lost my wallet at Zumbezi Bay this weekend, and someone turned it in with the money in it, turned it in. And, and I believe that people will... As things happen across the world, as they always have, that they will choose love, and there will be some people that choose, you know, fear, react, all of that, but they're already doing that anyways. So we can just do our part and know that we're timeless. Here's the cool thing. I stepped all the way through all the piddly little fears and know that we're timeless. Shit, if we do all that self-destruct, we can't be destroyed. We're actually just going to come. We're going to pop up in another galaxy and live a different life. So there's really nothing to fear here. We could just, let's just play and dance and connect, look into each other's eyes, meditate, connect with ourselves, and we're going to be all fine. We'll be fine. Nothing can truly hurt us, really.
That's true.
We're all
going
to die anyways. Not to be generic about it. But it's true.
You got that, folks? She's giving you a mystery. It's been solved now. We're all going to die.
The mystery has been solved. It's just not something to be taken too seriously, because we only have so much we can do about it.
This is true. This is so true. Yeah, I mean, why waste so much energy?
Yeah. I say gather in our tools, you know. Gather in our tools of... You know, using, like we were talking about, the plant medicines, the elements, your affirmations. I have an affirmation for us this month, and it actually goes along with your question. It is, I accept myself and everyone in my life exactly the way it is. And that's the affirmation that channeled through for this month. Like, it could be all situations. We can change it to all situations. I accept myself, other people, and everything in my life exactly the way it is. It's like the reading that I did earlier. It's like you do have to do action, put yourself out there, but then let the rest go. Let the waves of the collective carry you. There's so much relief in that. Oh, that cell in your body, if it was trying to hold down the whole fort in your body, if it's trying to pump your heart, if it was trying to formulate the new blood cells, and it was trying to, like, grow toenails, like, that one cell can't do that. It needs the cells.
Good.
And you're
That's
a part
excellent,
of my
excellent
cell.
Point. Excellent point.
Thank
That's
you.
Most inspired thing I've heard so far today, besides everything else you said.
Oh, shoot. You're hilarious.
That's a great point. That's good. Thank you. I appreciate it. I needed to hear that.
Mm-hmm. Me too. I just journal and they tell me, they give me these little analogies, puzzle piece to make a big picture, the cell. It's like, and that's what we're stepping into. That's what I think this ascension process is like, we're going to know we're still separate while we're here, but we're also going to just be like, hey, we're together in this, man.
Mm-hmm.
Woo!
That's awesome. And, I appreciate it. That's awesome. That's a good point. Good point. I'm still thinking about that. Rolling right in my head.
I accept myself and everything in my life exactly the way it is. It's all perfectly designed. And then what do? We just get to play. Get to play. I'm playing with Bach Flower Remedies lately. I got some that I got a Creativity, Illumination, Empowerment, and Communication Bach Flower Remedies. The plants are Desert Larkspur, Aster, Sunflower, and Indian Paintbrush. And I'm just going to play with the plants and let them work on me.
That's awesome.
I know. I'm so excited. I got them on clearance. Clearance. Bach Flower Remedies. So good.
So your website's up and running, right, Dawn? Dawn Thompson.
The website is up and running, yes. Yes, okay. It is in midst of. I'm working with my friend Megan Sink to redo it. It was written by someone else for me. And so I've got a new, more information, like I talked about today, what I do to put on there. But it still gives you my phone number, a way to contact me, email address, and some information about, if you feel drawn, I would love to work with anyone. I also do classes. So if you have I do group readings for parties, or if you want to gather your friends. I love doing parties. And I also wrote the 12 step to the authentic goddess. So if you want to gather a few women and do a series in your home, I can come in and teach you different ways of self-care and play and creativity and ways to just get to know yourself better through your community. Awesome.
Cruising right along. We've got about 10 minutes. Anything else you want to cover?
I can't think of much else. But I think that we covered a lot. Anything else rising with you?
No. So I don't know if you had any maybe closing thoughts or something you wanted to share with anybody. I mean, I know you've said a lot of stuff, but
I feel like I just said so much.
No, but it's been great. I mean, this is the kind of episode I want to go back and listen to myself again, because there's so much information here. The stuff that we promote here on With Insights Radio, this is the stuff, this is the good stuff you get, and we offer it every week with different practitioners or somebody else. So we hope you're enjoying the show.
Yeah, I hope everyone's enjoying, and I'll leave you with the closing of the general month theme. So we'll just reiterate what all we talked about in a general way. First one is this month is about stepping into your inner power. So no more victimization or evil survivalism. We are now in our true power. So keep collecting, getting to know yourself, and accepting even those ego places that are like, the shame places, the places that you're not happy about. Really just embrace and hug them and say, thank you, ego. Thank you for trying to keep me safe. Thank you for allowing me to keep striving to be the best person that I am. There's a call for detoxification as well. That's other toxic people in your life, setting boundaries. Maybe it's doing a fast. That's a call as well. It will help you get closer to your inner power. Visualization is a huge one. That has come up a couple times in the show. Really, instead of using your imagination to imagine the worst case scenarios, let's focus on it doesn't mean that we're Pollyanna, but we still, what's the point of envisioning something dark? We need more power, more thinking about, we'll deal with whatever comes when it comes. But until then, let's expect the best. Visualize it, clear and colorful as we can. And also there's, this is interesting, this is a new message, one of self-reliance. And to me that is a call for really cultivating your own strength. So that little cell in your body, like, he might be tiny, but he is mighty. And, he, you know, it's about collecting in what true gifts do we have that we're bringing to this ascension process. Don't try to be like someone else. Don't try to copy other gifts. Get inspired by them. And truly be your own unique vibration to add to this ascension process.
Nice. Very good.
Beautiful. Well, thanks
all
for
right,
having
sister.
Me. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely. We totally enjoy having you on. And once a month is not enough, but we will take what we can. We are grateful.
Well, take what we can, and if you want to hear more, your own personal reading, check out Dawn of the New Era on Facebook. We'll get you, get a hold of me, and we'll get you your own reading.
All right, folks, so that's our show for today. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. Friday, we'll have Mark the Rabbit Hole and then Mutt at Midnight, and we'll start up again on Monday. Take care, guys.
Signing off. Goodbye. Namaste.
Bye-bye. Namaste.